episode 67 of Brief Pause. Hey guys, it's David here, and welcome to another episode of the Regular Podcast. Today's episode is going to be taking after its title, and there's no huge news today. Obviously, if you guys have been paying attention, there's no Order and Chaos update yet, so there's not much to talk about, and there's not going to be a guest star, but I'm just going to be talking about some things that have been going on in Order and Chaos. Also available online, which I've been having gameplays of. I'll be talking about that a little in comparison to other games, let's say. Finally, I'll be talking about Season 4 so far and what you guys want from it and how it could change in the future. I will be talking about all that on this episode, and the question of the week will be at the end. Okay, here's a transition for you guys, just for shits and giggles. Alright, so we're back after that short transition, and let's talk about some Order and Chaos stuff. So, recently there was an Order and Chaos maintenance, last Tuesday actually, and basically this changed a few things that didn't need to be changed, and there's one huge thing that did need to be changed, which we'll talk about in a bit. But basically, this made some enhancements in the dungeons. No longer does a lava chest appear for people outside of the team. So if you complete EHL or SPL or GSL and a lava epic drops and you want to sell it, you usually kick someone off the team and then invite the person who wants to buy it for like 11k gold or whatever. Well, you can't do that anymore. When they come in, they will not see a chest. It will still be there for the people who are on the team, but for some strange reason, it won't appear for the person who wasn't originally on the team when the chest dropped. So that kind of makes it like boss loot that only appears for like the team, so that's really stupid. I don't know why they did that. Now people can't sell lava epics that they don't need, so I really see no point in doing that. Also, the biggest thing is that you can't advance in the dungeon once you have 100 exhausts if there are teleports in the dungeon. So an exception to that would be RKL, where there's no teleports. So if you get 100 exhausts at Kermode, then you'll still be able to do Rajil. It won't kick you out. And it doesn't kick you out in any of the dungeons, actually. It just says error or something. Like, I'm not really sure exactly what the message says, because this hasn't happened to me yet. But basically, it says you can't advance. So in EHL, there's like at least two different teleports besides the main one. And once you get 100 exhausts, let's say you get 100 exhausts after the first boss, you can't use that teleporter and go Way of Torment or whatever. And if you get exhausted after the second boss, you can't go through that teleporting chair to get to Natchez. So I know exactly why they did this. It's because they want people to use reset tabs. Pretty obvious. So if you get 100 exhaust, and most people get 100 exhaust and keep going, are most likely farming. But there's some people who just want to do their exhaust tank for the day, and then they're stuck because they have 100 exhaust and they can't do the final boss. So I would imagine a lot of people would quit the team and just be really sad about it. But if you're a hardcore farmer, obviously you'd reset tab, but then you'd be 18 exhaust farther into the next tab, so you'd have to tab more. So this is a really good money-making scheme for Gameloft, and it's really shitting on everyone else. So, typical Gameloft right there. But yeah, those are the two things that the maintenance did. And the main thing that the maintenance did not do is something that has been happening for the past 2 weeks at least. I'm not sure how long people have known about it. It could have been available forever. I'm not going to explain it in too much detail, but there's this new talent tree glitch where you can get basically dual spec, and it doesn't show up as that. Like, you do it in a certain instance, let's say. It involves resetting your talents in a certain place. I'm going to go as far as saying that. I already know how to do it, but I'm never going to do it because I would get banned, and it's a fucking retarded thing to do. But basically, when you're in a certain instance, you can basically spec into both trees, kinda, but it only shows up as, like, 36, 15, or whatever the amount is. I think 36, 20, or something. And basically, you get skills from both the trees, so your stats are increased by a lot. And there's tanks who have a ton of armor, they do crazy attacks, and it's really good for DPSs because they can DPS a lot more. If a noob has T1 gear, they can just use this talent tree glitch and just fuck shit up, go into EHL, say, oh, I have the talent tree glitch, I'm pro enough for this. So it's really fucking retarded. And I will name one person who does this and one person only. There are a lot of people who do it though, but the main person I want to is because this skilled always talks shit about Xenocide. So the leader of Anointed, John Lee, uses this glitch. I have screenshot evidence of him asking someone how to do the glitch because he said he wanted to use it. So if you want to see that screenshot, join my Glassboard, I'll post it. My guildmaster Xenocide would never use it. He has actually kicked out people who use it, as most guildmasters should. But here we have John Lee of Anointed using the glitch. So if you're an Anointed and you don't use the glitch, no offense to you, I'm just saying your guildmaster is a piece of shit. So yeah, that's basically all I'm going to say about that. It's really fucking retarded that GameOp hasn't fixed that yet. I'm hoping with the impending update they will fix it, but it's really just cheating the game. People use it in PvP, which is my main concern, and they use it in dungeons, so they think they're more pro. It's just not fair at all for the people who farm for months. Once again, you know, these glitches always undermine the people who farm for months. And the people who farm for months and use this glitch, you're just a piece of shit. That's all I have to say. But yeah, I'm definitely never using this glitch, and I'm not going to tell people how to use it. So yeah, that's basically all I have to say. GameLoft, get your shit together. Fix this glitch, which is the most important, and stop thinking about your fucking money-making scheme all the time. Alright, so that's my rant about Ordering Chaos and the maintenance that we had this week. Now I'm going to talk about Available Online. And you guys have seen the gameplay of this the past week. And I will be having more gameplay of it over the next week until presumably the update comes out. Because if it doesn't come out after next week, I have no idea what I'm going to do. I don't know how much longer I can play Available. But it is a really fun game, I have to say that. It doesn't compare to Ordering Chaos that much, because basically the only advantage it has is the graphics. The graphics are fucking amazing. It reminds me of some MMOs that I've seen on the PC, and the interface for it is actually pretty good. I don't really like the menu that much though. Like, the skill wheel is okay. There's not that many skills you can fit on there. Like, in Ordering Chaos you have like a bunch on the side that you can fit on the right column. Available doesn't really have that, it just has the skill wheel. And then the menu is kind of fucking retarded. Like, to assign your skills, that's okay. I don't know how to explain it. Like, the menu just seems really juvenile, like a first grader can make it. And it's made by a Japanese company, not a company like GameLoft, multi-million dollar company. So it's not beyond what I would expect from that sort of company. But otherwise, besides that, it's actually a pretty good competitor. Probably the second best MMO that I've seen on iOS. I mean, I can't really imagine one that's better than Available that can compare to Ordering Chaos. Like, Celtic Heroes, not that fun in my opinion. What else? There's that one game a long time ago with the animals that you play as. I don't remember what it's called, but that was okay. And then another MMO that doesn't really compare, but I really enjoy, which is online, is Zenobia. They made 4 different versions of that, and that's a really good game, but it's like top-down and it's like Pokemon style, so it doesn't truly compare to Ordering Chaos and Available. So I would say that Available is the second best MMO on iOS. The main thing that you do in the game is just killing mobs, which is a huge letdown. If they had just added quests and a storyline like Ordering Chaos has, it could be a lot better. Again, it's a Japanese company, so they'd have to do a lot of English translation, I guess. And the dungeon, as I showed in one of my gameplays, is really confusing, and you can solo it, which is kind of weird. It doesn't really distinguish between normal and legendary, or as in, like, Ordering Chaos terms. There's just a lot of things that aren't really described that well, and it's not as easy to navigate to things. Like, teleporting is extremely hard. You have to walk back all the way to get to a certain area. You can't just teleport there. And PvP, I have yet to try that. But PvP, you have to go to the main area and then go in PvP. And I'm not really sure how that works. But I'm assuming you have to use your friends list, which is also kind of confusing. Because you can't tell who's online or offline. So I think it was a really good attempt at an MMO. And I will continue to play it until the Ordering Chaos update. So that will be at least this week, and I'm unsure if I'll be able to play after that. I'll try to, but I may get really bored. because there may not be much else to do besides just killing mobs and doing dungeons and PvP, I guess. And I guess that could be a lot, but after a while, it does kind of get boring, and I'm not even sure of the level cap. Like, it's hard to know what the highest level is, because it's not really clear. The armor in the game is actually pretty cool. I've seen some of it, but it doesn't really compare to, like, the Order and Chaos armor, and the names for the armor is really stupid, in my opinion. It kind of reminds me of Infinity Blade in that respect, like the armor and how you equip it and how you buy it and everything. You sell certain things that you get, and then you buy it, and you get daily rewards like gold and everything. So it kind of compares to Infinity Blade, but really, to Order and Chaos, it does not compare that much. And finally, out of 10 stars, I would give this game a 6, I think. And that's being pretty generous. So, yeah, that's basically all I have to say about A Fable. I don't have much else to say about it. If you guys want to share your thoughts about it below, how it compares to Order and Chaos, I know you're going to say it sucks compared to Order and Chaos, but I'd rather not hear about what's bad about it. I'd rather hear what you think is good about it. Let's just have a positive attitude here. So, that's basically all I have to say about A Fable. So, since today is supposed to be a short episode, because I know you guys don't want to hear my voice forever, and I don't even have a guest star to make this more interesting, so I'm going to keep this last thing pretty quick. Season 4, so far, I think has been pretty much a success. I've had a guest star every single episode except on episode 61 and this episode, and I intend to have guest stars on pretty much every single episode, because I think that's how the audio works the best. It's pretty boring when you just listen to me talking the whole time and just look at, like, visualization, which you see every single episode. So that's why I like to have guest stars. I like to have different perspectives on things. And so far this season, I've had the most diversity of guest stars from any other season, I think. I usually have a lot of me talking in other seasons, but this season has really been a success in that respect. So far, I've really only talked about Order and Chaos stuff, and I barely have talked about other things, like Real Racing 3, Modern Combat 4, A Fable Online. I talked about that today, but I didn't devote that much time to it. I guess there isn't that much time to devote to it. But that will definitely be changing when certain games come out, and I'm talking about games that I have been anticipating for a long time. And these games are Nova 4 and Infinity Blade Dungeons, which should be coming out soon. When those two games come out, I will be showing gameplays of them, doing new series with them, and I will be discussing them with guest stars. So I will definitely need people to talk about those with, and hopefully new guest stars, because I love to have new guest stars come on the show and talk to me about certain things. So in the future when those come out, if you're interested in guest starring, I will ask you guys. And hopefully we can have something interesting to talk about instead of just like, oh, Nova 4 is really cool. Infinity Blade Dungeons, yeah, that's pretty cool too. So hopefully there's something to talk about. Like, Order and Chaos, there's so much to talk about. So I'm hoping there's a lot that we can talk about in the other games as well, instead of just like a review of it, which I've been doing with a lot of the games. So this podcast will change when those games come out. Games that I've been anticipating for a long time, and games that can be devoted to as much as Order and Chaos is, but for at least the next month when the Order and Chaos update comes out, assuming it comes out very soon, I will be devoting a lot more time to Order and Chaos as well on this podcast. So you guys will have to wait it out until those games come out, and I'm assuming that those won't come out in April, because that would kind of, I don't know, that wouldn't really work, because I'll be talking about the Order and Chaos update a lot, hopefully. And if those games came out, I wouldn't be able to devote that much time to talking about them on the podcast. I'm hoping that they come out in May, but whenever I hope that something comes out, it never comes out. So let's assume that they come out after April. Let's just say that. So that's basically all I have to say about Season 4. I think it's been one of the most successful seasons because of all the guest stars and all of the Order and Chaos discussion that we've been able to talk about without even an update. So yeah, that's basically all I have to say about Season 4. And one last thing that I want to talk about is Tea Time with David and Wimp. Me and Wimp have not been communicating that much. I've been trying to get him to do Tea Time for a while, but he barely even plays Order and Chaos anymore. In fact, I don't think he's played in like 2 months. So I'm not sure about the future of Tea Time with David and Wimp. And I wish I could tell you guys that a new episode would be coming out soon. Like, I was hoping to have Redemption of the series come out on episode 69 on 4-20. I don't know, those combination of numbers are just funny to me. Just, I don't even fucking know. That episode might have been cool because of the date, but maybe not. So, if me and Wimp are able to finally talk about some shit by episode 69, you guys will see it, and hopefully it'll be funny, and it'll be a redemption of Tea Time with David and Wimp, but I'm not completely sure if that's even coming out, so I'm not gonna try to get your hopes up. I'm just gonna say that I hope it comes out, but if it doesn't, then I'll have something else interesting on that episode. And lastly, if you guys have any ideas for what to do with Tea Time, I mean, I could rename it to Tea Time with David and someone, if you want me to. If you really like that series, or if you want something like it, let me know below. Just tell me what you want us to do, because I really like that comedy aspect of this podcast, and I would like to bring it back, but I'm not sure how, especially with Wimp probably out of the picture. So if you have any ideas for anything funny I could do, or some guest star you can recommend, just let me know below, please. Just fucking comment. Okay, stop watching the video. Pause it right now. Leave a comment below. Nope, nope, nope. You're listening right now, aren't you? Just pause it. Pause the fucking podcast. Leave a comment below right now. I'm not kidding. Alright, so now that you left a comment below, let's continue with the podcast. So, yeah, that's actually all I have to fucking say about that, but yeah. Alright. So now that we've concluded this episode, episode 67, a brief pause, well, now it's time to get into the question of the week, guys. So let's get into this question of the week. So the question of the week this week is, do you like season 4 so far? Oh my fucking god, the lamest question ever, I know. I don't even want you guys to answer that. I just have to have a question of the week every week, so whatever. Answer it or not, I don't really freaking care. You guys already commented, and I'm proud of you for that. Air 5 right now. Internet 5. Alright, I'm high-fiving the microphone. Did you guys hear that? I high-fived it. There. So yeah, either answer the question of the week or don't. I don't really fucking care. But yeah, that's all I have to say. So thanks guys for watching this episode. Thanks for bearing with me this entire time while I rambled about certain shit that I barely even talked about. While I rambled about... Okay, wait. I'm trying to word this right. Thanks for bearing with me while I rambled about random shit that I didn't even go into that much detail of this episode. Okay, I think that was good, right? Yeah. Alright, thumbs up. Like this video for me figuring that out right there. I'm so tired. Like, my brain is trying to figure out what to fucking say, but it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Go back to sleep, god damn it. It's spring break. What the hell are you doing? Thanks, guys, for watching. I will see you next time. If the update isn't out, fuck you, Gameloft. Fuck you, Gameloft. I will see you guys next time, and enjoy your Easter weekend and March Madness. Okay, bye.